At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Thursday, August 1st. Happy August to everyone. Happy preseason football to everyone. The Hall of Fame game is tonight. Very exciting stuff. Obviously, these teams are not going to be playing a lot of their big-time pieces, but still, there is football tonight. NFL football for the first time of the 2024 season. Hall of Fame game, preseason, week zero, I guess you could call it. I'm excited about it. Hopefully you guys are too. The Jaguars do not have practice today. The Jags, they usually have about 4 days on, 1 day off. This is their day off. They're going to get back out on the practice field tomorrow. They're going to have their in-stadium practice Saturday morning. So that's going to be a pretty big deal. Pretty exciting morning there. Get a lot of fans in that stadium, pack it out, and kind of show what they've been working on there. And then Sunday as well, there will be practice, I believe Monday too, and then maybe a day off on Tuesday. Don't quote me on that. That is a long time in the future for me. We're just kind of focusing on the moment here as we work our way through training camp. But today, as there's a day off, we already did our practice number 7 recap. I wanted to kind of take inventory after 7 practices. Who has really stood out among the rest of the players consistently, like bringing it every single day so far? That's what we're going to talk about here today. Not talking about Trevor Lawrence, because we talk about him every single day. And I'll be honest, like when I'm looking at the criteria for this, has he stood out in a good way every single day? No, I mean, it was a slow start. We've talked about that here. He certainly has stood out the last few days. Lawrence has been fantastic, but we're not going to be talking about him right now. We are going to do some honorable mentions and then count it down 10 through 1. The list doesn't really need to be looked at as a you know, top 10 list. It's just 10 guys that really have stood out. I kind of tried to put it in a little bit of an order here, but I really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out genjack.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I'm wearing right now. Become a channel member here on YouTube, get access to some perks, including discounts at genjack.com. So, really appreciate y'all being here. Getting into our honorable mentions, Jeremiah Ledbetter is a player who I see pretty consistently wreaking havoc. And you saw that last year, you saw that last preseason. This is a guy that just knows how to win one-on-ones. He absolutely does. He's quick for his size. He's got good hand usage. He knows how to work leverage. I think that all these defensive linemen you're seeing kind of grow within this system. Ryan Nielsen, one of the best defensive line guys out there at this time in the league. So I think that a lot of these guys are playing really well. And another one, honorable mention, because it hasn't been every single day that I've seen it, but the last few days, certainly, especially since pads have come on, Mason Smith, Jaguars second round pick. This guy is getting a lot more reps right now because you're not seeing Eric Armstead. Roy Robertson-Harris just kind of getting his sea legs as well. Mason Smith made like 3 plays in the backfield yesterday. And I think the day before, I saw him making another play in the backfield. Like, he's starting to get some things going here. And he's stout. He's strong, athletic, great length. What you want to continue to see is just continue developing that hand technique. And he has the ability to hit you with a swim, to to club you. What you want to see is how he starts setting up those moves, working counters and all that kind of stuff to really become the type of player he wants to be. And then also just being that much further removed from the ACL that he suffered in 2022, played in 2023, but wasn't quite himself. You still saw flashes. You saw the stoutness in the run game. But I think Mason Smith is starting to turn it on a little bit. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out with the Jaguars' defensive line rotation. Christian Braswell, another honorable mention. He's not been like the most consistent corner out there. We're going to talk about a couple guys. But his good plays are really good. Like, he plays aggressive, he plays fast, he plays physical. He is really taking on the mindset that I think Ryan Nielsen wants to see out of corners in this defense. And so I think if he continues to play the way he's playing and can stay healthy, I think he's going to make this football team. I think he's going to have a chance to be a depth player at corner for them. And another corner, Jarian Jones, honorable mention. I think he's been pretty damn consistent. It was just hard to get three corners in my top 10, right? So he's honorable mention. He's been playing outside. He's been playing inside. He's been physical. He's been aggressive. He's gotten his hands on the football. He plays with so much speed and confidence, and you're going to see that translate to game days as well, I think, whenever he's able to get on the field. It's interesting between him and Darnell Savage, like starting in the nickel, I think they bring in Darnell Savage as a veteran who they're paying to start. And so I think he will start, but I don't think that you're going to be able to keep Jarian Jones off the field for very long. I really don't. So he's an honorable mention here. At number 10, Trayvon Walker. You've seen him get some pressure, no doubt about it, but his physicality, his length, his strength, his ability to be stout and just destroy gaps and deny rushing lanes, it's been really special to see. Trayvon Walker, I think, is looking physically dominant, which we know that, but he's continued to grow in that regard, and I think that he's got a chance to just have a really special year with Ryan Nielsen as his defensive coordinator. At number 9, Devin Duvernay, and this is a player who I've mentioned him several times. He makes plays every practice, every single practice, and I think that he's the type of guy that, as exciting as Jamal Agnew was here in Jacksonville, he was not a professional receiver. Was he a talent at receiver? Yes. Like, you would see flashes where he would route somebody up and just leave them in the dust. And he had incredible speed and quickness, athleticism, and made some crazy plays. But Devin Duvernay has been playing receiver for an extremely long time. You know, Jamal Agnew was trying to learn the receiver position in the NFL. Duvernay, he's played outside. He's played inside. He's got good hands. He's a good route runner. He's got great speed of his own. And I think that his ball skills are very good. Like, his ability to track the football, haul it in, get his feet down, show just proficient footwork. And there's a level of professionalism that he brings to the wide receiver room that has been really impressive. And you can say the same thing about Parker Washington, who probably should have been honorable mention as well. Parker Washington's been very good. I think that being able to watch a Devin Duvernay and a Christian Kirk, really good for Parker Washington. At number 8, Tank Bigsby. You can really talk about both the Jaguars' top running backs, but Tank Bigsby, he's been awesome. You know, running the ball, he shows great vision. Like, if there's a hole that gets clogged, he has the ability not only to see a way out, but also physically to get there, which shows his lateral agility, his explosiveness, overall athleticism. And I just think that he's been fantastic as a runner so far, very physical now that pads have come on. And then also as a receiver, which is what we talked about all offseason. You need the guy to be able to go out there and be a multifaceted back. He hasn't dropped anything, and in fact, he's made some nice grabs down the field. Yesterday, he caught an over-the-shoulder ball from C.J. Beathard deep down the field. So I think Tank Bigsby is showing everything that you would want from Tank Bigsby heading into year two so far. He's been very impressive. And so is Travis Etienne, especially as a receiver. They've used him a ton in the passing game, and he's been money for them. At number 7, I have Christian Kirk. Kirk, incredibly consistent. Doesn't drop the football, runs the right routes, runs them cleanly, knows how to create separation, knows how to take advantage of leverage. I think that Christian Kirk is an underrated player in the NFL, no doubt about it. One of the best slot receivers in the NFL today, and a guy that is going to lead the Jaguars in targets. You know, I think it's going to be him and then Evan Engram, both going to be way over 100 targets this year.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by Wynn Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WynnSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I think that those two guys are really something special. And the only reason Evan Engram's not on this list is there have been a couple drops. But talking about Evan Engram, I mean, he is the first guy out on that practice field every single day, pretty much, other than the specialists. And he brings it. And he's made some great plays in his own right. And you've seen the drops kind of go away during the regular season for the most part during his time in Jacksonville. So it's not something to worry about. But again, we're making a top 10 list. It's a little hard to whittle it down here. At number 6, I have Ronald Darby. He's been awesome. He's been making big plays every single practice. If you're a corner and you can get your hands on the football, you can disrupt at the catch point. That's awesome. And I think his experience as a press man corner, as a man corner, starting corner in this league, his speed, all that stuff is rubbing off on the younger guys, and I think that he's going to be a really good influence. You just want to keep Ronald Darby healthy. That's been the only knock on him throughout his career for the most part. At number five, Devin Lloyd. It's crazy kind of to put him at number five. Should probably be a little higher, but the top five, I'm not going to bury the lead. It's all defense. Because, as I said, the offense has rebounded the last few days. They have started playing better. You have seen a lot more evenness in practice. But that still means the defense is making plays of their own. And the first three practices, or three of the first four practices, the defensive unit absolutely dominated. So Devin Lloyd at number five, he's been incredible against the run, making so many plays at or behind the line of scrimmage, making plays in the passing game as well, forcing pass breakups. He's bringing the energy every single day. And so is his running mate at linebacker, Foye Aluke, and who comes in at number four for me. This is a guy that just, I don't think he's made one error in team drills so far. I don't. Aggressive, smart, tough, incredibly fast. He's been awesome. I mean, Foye Aluke and Devin Lloyd, I've said it, I think that they have a chance to be one of the best linebacker duos in the NFL this year, point blank. At number three, Tyson Campbell. And he could really be number one or two. Any of these guys could be. But Tyson Campbell's been locked down. Like, you're just not completing anything on him. You've seen Brian Thomas Jr. make plays on other corners. Not on Tyson. Not on Tyson. And he's been locking everybody down. He's been fantastic out there. And it's one of those things. You see it every year with Tyson the last 3 years, going into the season and training camp. At some point, Trevor's just like, gosh, I don't really want to test him too much anymore. You have to keep doing it every once in a while, but he's a lockdown type of player in camp. At number two, I have Devon Hamilton. And maybe he's a little bit higher on this list because of coming back from the injury and because it's exciting that he's playing well, but he is playing very well. I think some folks forget how dominant Devon Hamilton was playing down the stretch in 2022 throughout the 2023 offseason, training camp, and preseason before the abscess on his spine. He was dominant, and he's playing that way right now. He just can absolutely gobble up ball carriers, wreak havoc at the line of scrimmage and move guys off the point. I mean, I've seen him multiple times in multiple practices just ripping guys to the ground, including some starters. And it's not like, oh, well, the Jaguars offensive line sucks. It's like, no, you saw him do this consistently in 2022. You saw him do it consistently in 2023 before the injury. That's who Devon Hamilton is when he's healthy. He's a guy that's huge with good athleticism for his size, decent length for his size, and he really knows how to weaponize his hands and use his strength to make plays. So I think Devon Hamilton's been incredibly impressive. And that leaves Josh Hines Allen. We're not going to have the Josh Allen Bowl this year, even though the Jags play the Bills, which is a little bit sad, but that's okay. Josh Hines Allen is the most consistent player on the Jaguars roster. He is. And he might be the best. You know, he's got a couple years on Trevor, who's working his way towards being one of the better quarterbacks in the league. I think he's already easily top 10, probably top 7 for me. I know that's a little rich for some, but that's where we stand. I think Josh Hines Allen is a top 5 edge rusher. You combine the fact that he is a dominant run defender, a maximum effort player who will chase plays down all over the damn field, and then also someone who has developed into a premier pass rusher as well. Like, you see him giving guys the business. You see him setting up pass rush moves. He'll go power just to get you to worry about that and then beat you with finesse, vice versa. He's developed hand counters. He's as tough as they come. And I think you see that evidenced by him coming in 35 in the top 100. Could probably be a little bit higher. But you saw Laramie Tunsil talking about him. Let me tell you, Laramie Tunsil, he knows about Josh Allen. He has to go against this guy twice a year for the last few years. And even though Laramie Tunsil is one of the best tackles in the league, Josh Hines Allen has won those matchups for the most part. He absolutely has. And that's the type of player you're getting when he steps out on the football field. He is a special guy, a special work ethic, special talent. Love to see it in Jacksonville. So I think that the Jaguars have a good football team. I think there are still some questions in terms of the overall ceiling with the offensive line, with the receiver position, but I still think they're a playoff team. I think they're going to show people that this year. I think they're going to surprise some people. You know, the over-under for wins is 8.5. So Vegas isn't really expecting them to make the playoffs. I think they're going to do it. I think that they're going to do it. And then once you make the playoffs with a team that does have as much talent throughout, like you don't have any massive holes, you have the defensive coordinator, you have the offense, the quarterback, all the good stuff. Yes, could you be better in some spots, as I just mentioned? I think so, but I don't think there's any glaring weaknesses for this Jacksonville Jaguars football team. We'll see how it plays out. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. Drop your thoughts in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for Black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.